Boom, bada bing.
Yeah. You know what I mean? That's what you know. Wake up the people. Wake them up.
People in the chat. There we go. People been waiting, man. Sorry for taking so long, but we here though. Round of applause for the people, real quick.
Turn that up.
Turn that up. Turn that up, man. Round of applause for y'all, real quick. Let me see what the chat talking about. Let me see. Eddie James, what's up with you? What's up with you, man? Let me see some ones in the chat real quick.
Turn it up!
Before we get started. Bruh says CP time. You feel me? Canadian people time? For sure. Sure was in Montreal. You know how that go. Come on now. That shit was crazy. We about to get into all of that.
Know what's going down?
You know what I'm saying?
Tweet out. Make sure people know we out here.
It's a big fact. What's up, peeps? One's in the chat. One's in the chat. One's in the chat. Come on. Talk to me.
Yeah.
Five dunk contests. I'll fall asleep. Man, look. You watched the dunk contest over the chamber? Sad, look, my brother. Sad.
I'm gonna tell y'all what I had to pull. I pulled one of these.
Oh yeah. Oh, you tapped. We locked in. I was doing the same thing.
I had to pull one of these.
I did the same thing. The same exact thing. My laptop was dying though. Oh my god. Come through. Once the chat hit 20, we go start for real. DVR the dunk contest, man. The dunk contest on YouTube right now, man. We good. We straight, man. We straight. Dunk contest going right on YouTube. I heard, or it's going to be on Twitter. We can watch the Twitter highlights, man. We straight. What's good, cuz?
Cuz, what's good?
What's good? What's good? What's good? All right, man. I can't wait no more. I can't wait.
All right, man. Listen, let me hit this intro, and we're going to get right into it.
That's a fact.
Yeah, you know I mean?
This what it need to be.
Isn't his name Daniel Bryan?
This right here. Woo!
Wrestlers, if you hear me, yes. Use your common sense.
A.K.A. Chico, the Oro, the Cashport, yo tengo el más grande verga de todo.
Charlotte, that flair.
General Taso.
Hold on.
What it need to be.
Be locked in. Russ said play old Canada. That can't front the chat on type. Wow. A crazy white man won. I peeped. I did see. You feel me? You know what's wild? I couldn't even bet on him to win. If I could have, I would have, but
same.
You know what I'm saying? I won. You know, I won regardless. We still win. Shouts to Dame.
My nigga Macadamian. That's Macadamian right there. Come on, man.
Macadamia McClung.
All right, see, you done dragged it out something crazy. Try to combine both of them out here. I see you. But, nah. Dame not gonna let you down. Dame is one of them. Like, I know Curry get all the hype for being the greatest shooter. Dame isn't really not that far behind him, son.
Dame don't get the love he should. Well, my dog David said, I'll bet on anything. So? What the problem is? Oh, Ken starting to hate early, I see. We're not even 5 minutes in, Ken.
Man. Yo, Ken. It's still there. It still stands. Trust me. He's still here.
The official counter didn't say nothing yet, so
who the official counter?
Gerby.
That's not what my bitch is
saying. He ain't say nothing in a minute, so I don't know.
It's just right there for me.
Man, who said that?
Yeah. It's your boy. Shout out to Gerby, man, holding it down. Come on, man. It's me.
One's up for Cody.
Put
one's up for Cody, man.
Yeah.
What's good, Unc? What's up with you, man? I'll give you a flex bomb if you did win. I'm going to cut it short, though.
Yo, I can't even hear your drops. Damn. I really can't. I don't know. If chat, can y'all hear Eve drops?
Bro, let me know if you can hear my drop.
Yo, Ken, stop hating. Ken, you questioned if I gave my all for real, and now this? It's like, yeah, you got to chill out. You doing
that is crazy.
Yeah, like, you wilding. You got to chill out just a little bit. We here.
Man. Let's dive in, man. Then people said they can't hear my drops. That's crazy. So I could play this. Wee.
What are you playing? Hold on. What's going on?
Don't worry about it. Y'all can't hear? I'm about to get this off. Hold on. That's perfect. I'm glad y'all can't hear nothing.
Watch it be loud, too. Oh,
glad y'all can't hear. Perfect. I just played some next shit.
The stream just shut down immediately. Like,
word, put the big red X over the stream.
Oh, man. Shouts out to everybody that's tapped in, man. Let's go down this Elimination Chamber, PLE. It's going down.
Let's talk about it.
Oh, man. We're going to start things off the exact way they started things off. The Women's Elimination Chamber match. It went down. Let me just put the graphic up on the screen one time for the one time. Feel me? Natalya and Liv Morgan kicked things off. And you started off, man. You started off. How do you feel about this match?
Natalya and Liv Morgan kicked things off. First things first, I like the women unity in this match. You know what I'm saying? It was going crazy. I actually did like this match. I thought Asuka looked great. She was very dominant. I thought Liv looked good also.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now, I know we give Liv hell because, you know, why not? But I thought she looked really good in this match. She got put in a pack, but, you know, she did look good, though.
Mm-hmm.
I think, for the most part, I think all of the women looked good in this match. I'd say that. For the most part, all of the women did look good in the match. I would say I kind of did miss Becky Lynch or Bayley being in there. You know what I'm saying? I thought one of them, like we said on the show, one of them should have been in there. And I felt like that presence was kind of missed. But it was, to me, I thought it was still pretty dope. It was a really good match.
Yeah. They surprised me with this one, man. I'm not going to lie because, like, I had to set up. I had to set up two TVs going on. I'm like, I don't know, man. I might be tapping out of this one, getting the skills challenge and all of that and everything. They caught my attention. I was watching that more. Like Natalya, Liv, and Raquel, and they was doing their things. They had a couple of spots in there. Nikki Cross had the spot off the top of the pod. That was the Nikki Cross spot. Raquel ended up killing Shorty. Like they had a couple of dope spots that stood out. Liv Morgan doing the flip off the top of the pod. I was like, yeah, all right, she's turning up. You know what I mean? And it came down to Carmella and Asuka. And, of course, the right person won. Big shouts out to the Big O. The Big O is going on to WrestleMania. We getting that Bianca and Asuka at Mania match. And I'm here for that. So, oh, man, this was good, though. This was good. I'm not going to lie. This was good. Liv Morgan did impress me. So, Raquel Rodriguez looked strong. Everybody looked good. I have to agree with you on this one.
I gotta bring this picture up.
Swag.
Should have got packed out, man. And I kind of like this finish for her also because I've said it before on the show, it's possible to look strong in defeat. You know what I'm saying? Even though she got packed up, she got put in a sharpshooter and the Asuka lock, she didn't tap and she just passed out and the ref was like, all right, bro, that's it for you. And they called it, so... I like that for Liv. Keep Liv looking as strong as possible.
Yeah. Especially with how she was booked in the Rumble as well, where they tried to have her go the distance as well, and now her showing in this. It's like, you know what I'm saying? They see something, and they still sticking with her and everything, but they got to figure out the right direction. I'm sure after Mania, a lot of things will be clearer for Liv, but so far they're doing a good job of making her still look good. You know what I'm saying? It's easy to, once you lose the title, and just fall in the back somewhere and just like disappear, lose momentum. But I see they still trying to keep it going with her, and I like that. So shouts out to the E for what they've been doing with Liv after her losing the title and everything.
Facts. One time. Well,
yeah, especially as of late. There we go.
Oh, y'all can hear my drops now.
Heard a bump.
One's in there if you can hear my flex bombs now. And if you can't, that's hey, if you can't, I'm gonna play the other one again. Also, that's the other thing I want to do. I want to do a new rating system. You know what I'm saying? Let's change it up a little bit. I know we did Reggie Mid Aloud for like 5 years. We could retire that. Let's do, on a scale of, we could do 1 to 5. How many flex bombs are you giving this match?
3.5.
Three and a half flex bombs. Chat, I want to hear from y'all, man. How many flex bombs y'all giving that match? Also, do y'all like the flex bomb rating scale? I might give that. I'll give that a con. I'll give it like a 3.7. I'll give that like a con. Yeah, I'll give it like a con 3.7, 3.8 flex bombs out of like 5.
You got to let the flex bomb like almost play fully and just like cut it off.
Facts. Okay. 4 flex bombs. Okay.
Okay.
4.5, 4 of them. 3 flex bombs. I ain't mad at it. Yeah, my son said 4 flex bombs. It's looking like a 4 flex bomb match, man. All
right.
I'm rolling. I like that.
I'm not mad at that. All right, man. We can move on to the next match on the card. Bobby Lashley. Brock Lesnar.
Brock.
Say it again.
Brock.
What?
Yo, that's hilarious. But this match ended up in a DQ. Mm-hmm. But before the disqualification, it was your typical Lashley-Brock match. You know what I'm saying? It was just like, they're going to go out there, they're going to hit the big moves and just do the big moves. It's like, what else you going to get out of Lashley and Brock?
Man, can we call this match what it is?
Go right ahead.
This match was a waste of damn time, man. This match was a waste of time, bro. Like a waste of a good like 10 minutes that I could have like saved. And this is what I'll be talking about, Brock fatigue, bro. Like, but they bring Brock Lesnar back, they hype this match, and then it ends up like this. And that's the thing that frustrates me about Brock matches or Brock and Bobby matches. It's like, bro, like, what are we doing here? Like, y'all just doing the strongman thing, and then Brock, like, ends it with a low blow and gets disqualified. It's like, dog, what is this? Y'all could have said, we could have seen this on, this could have been a brawl on Monday Night Raw. Like,
a brawl.
Yeah, like, what are we doing? This could have been, like, a backstage brawl or something. Like, why is this, what are we doing here? Like, that really pissed me off. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I'm not as mad because, it's what I expected. Like, I was like, yo, if I think it's going to be a DQ because I really think they have plans. I think that's where the direction is going at Mania. They're going to finish it off at Mania. But the shit that the thing that threw me off was – on SmackDown, you seen what Bray Wyatt randomly called whoever wins out?
I heard about that. I didn't see the promo, but I heard he called out Lashley. He called out both of them, right? He said Lashley and
yeah. Lashley.
So explain this to me. Like, why? What is happening here? Because he came out, beat up the Hurt Business. I'm the Hurt Business, Hit Row. You feel me? Now that I'm, hey, Bray Wyatt, finally, you doing something good around here. You feel me? Beat up Hit Row, great. And then you started talking about Bobby. What does Bobby Lashley, Brock Lesnar have to do with you? Like, how do we get here?
What are we like? What?
Yo, I seen that. And my mind was just blown. I'm like, how did we get here? Like, what's going on? You know? They on the opposite show. I mean, that hasn't stopped anything before, but it's just random. It was just so random.
Bray Wyatt, man. Keep Bray Wyatt away from Brock Lesnar and Bobby Lashley. Bray Wyatt is a charisma black. Bray Wyatt is just a black hole, period, bro.
The Sacramento Kings.
Yes, the Detroit Pistons of wrestling. Not even like the cool young Detroit Pistons, like nigga, the whack. You remember when the Lakers just had the worst team ever? Like they had like Robert Sacre.
Yes.
They had like Alexi Shved or whoever. It was like just weird Europeans.
Xavier Henry.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It was just weird. That's what this Bray Wyatt is like.
Yo, they got, yeah. Y'all got to, I don't, they got to do something with Bray.
He said, keep Bray his nasty uncle away.
Word, like.
His nasty uncle is mad funny.
He just pop up doing his moves, doing Bray moves. I'm like, yeah, like, who are you? Like, what is this?
But I still, like, I'm just confused to why, like, I'll be honest with you guys, man. When Bray Wyatt comes on my TV, I tune out. I change the channel. I go on TikTok. I read a book. I do anything, like, but watch Bray. So when I came back to my phone and I checked Twitter on Friday night and I seen that he was challenging Brock and Bobby, I was like, bro, I was like, to be honest with you, whatever beef Brock and Bobby have, they should put that to the side. And come together to beat the shit out of Bray Wyatt. Like, just taking turns, hitting them with a belt. Like, that's it. That should be the match. Yeah, just, bro, both y'all get leather belts and just keep whooping this nigga until he pass out.
That would be fire. I ain't gonna lie.
I need to be a part of the booking team, man. I know what the people want, man.
Let's book that for WrestleMania.
Ryan Kelly. Man, look, Bray. I keep Bray away from everybody, man. I want to ask the chat. Is the chat, are y'all tired of Bray Wyatt yet, or y'all gonna keep lying to yourselves and say I can keep getting these promos?
Yo, no. As the chat answers, it's crazy that Bray Wyatt is now channel turning music. Like you hear Bray Wyatt, you got to change the channel. That's crazy.
I do. I don't know about everybody else. Me, I get turned off, bro. You feel me? When Bray comes on my TV, I'm out. Because why? What are you about to say? You're not about to wrestle a match. You don't even got your wrestling clothes on, bro. You come out every week and talk for 5 minutes, and that's it. What are we talking about?
Some mysterious shit.
Real talk. You feel me? Ben Tide is draining, yes. 100%, like, bro, like, what are we talking about for real, man? That shit is frustrating, man. Bro said, I need Bobby to beat some sense into that white man with dreads. I need Bobby to pull out his dreads and put them on his put them on his bald ass head, man. Ooh, see, this is a question that really needs to be answered. Why?
He got to do something though. Like he already boring me talking.
Yeah, no, honestly, but you know what? Yeah, you know I'm gonna say that take for
it, it is Bray. I understand why people say that. Like it is Bray, but it's like, damn, you're not entertaining me doing what you best at now. It's just like. It's just like, what else you got to offer? You get good in the ring yet? You up your skills? Put you in there. We seen you in the laser tag match. That wasn't it. What's going on?
It's the laser tag match. I respect Bray's ability to keep a check without doing any actual work. He's a thief. Keep getting them checks, Bray Wyatt. First ballot, keep getting them checks, man.
That's right. JoJo just having them babies at the crib.
She having another one?
Probably. More than likely. I don't know. But, hey, Look, Bray, he got the job back. The check's coming back in. Who knows, man?
Bray need to check his match. Bray need to check his uniform.
Well, go run down to Checkers and get us some big Bufords.
Real tough. Anyways. Oh, wait, hold on. Let me give y'all my list of, because I wrote down some notes, man, for this match. And for this match, I have three bullets. The first one says the match was a waste of time. The ending was cheap. And I see why Brock has heat backstage, because he be doing too damn much, bro. Brock Lesnar, after he disqualified himself, he F5'd the referee for no reason, went outside, F5'd the referee again onto the table. I'm like, yo, why are you doing all of this, son? Like, you just be doing mad extra shit. Like, yo, take it easy. Nobody asked for this, bro. Like, and I'm certain, like, they was backstage, like, yeah, so you going just, they probably, you, I feel like you got to give Brock specific instruction. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to give him, like, A, B, C. Because if you go out there and, like, just do what you want. Like, he going to wild out and do shit like this.
I ain't going to lie. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed it. I feel like the same thing. I feel like Brock really do be going off script. Like, he just hit, like, it's like, it was a very hot crowd. And don't he live out there, too? So, he probably, you know what I mean? Brock in his chill mode. Like, nah, I'm about to turn shit up. He started F5 and refs on the floor, off the table. Like, yo, Brock wallet.
This is a good question right here. Who's going to tell Brock to stop?
Exactamundo. Exactamundo right there.
You, brother, WG, you tell him. So it ain't gonna be me.
Damn sure ain't gonna be me.
That's a fact. Fendi fact.
Yeah, Brock was wilding.
That was before he went crazy.
OD'd on the ref.
Yeah, like, he just tweaked for no reason. Like, yo, what's up with you? Ref came to work today, didn't even know he was gonna take a bump. Just took two F5s for no reason. Because Brock got upset.
Swag.
Man, what's next, bro?
Oh, man, what match is next? That would be this match. Edge, Beth Phoenix defeating Finn Balor and Rhea Ripley. How did you feel about this match?
I felt like the women carried this match, man. I feel like Edge and Finn got out the way and they just let the women do their thing. Because Rhea and Beth, they was going at it. It was doing good work. I ain't gonna lie.
Nah, that was a pretty dope, exciting match. That was a very exciting match. I like Dominic, his involvement. I like the little stuff he was doing in there. The power spots with Rhea and Beth picking up Edge and Finn.
Yeah, hitting the power bomb.
Yeah.
Double power bomb.
Yeah, I like that. That was definitely dope, showcasing their strength. This match, and they won using the Shadow Machine too. I was like, hold on, what's going on here? Yeah.
That was because isn't the FTRs they boys? Aren't they like neighbors or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was, I thought that was dope too. Like, giving just a salute to their homies. You know what I'm saying? Imagine hitting the Shadow Machine with your shorty on the neck. Like, that's mad funny. Like, you hitting the, you and your shorty getting a fight, you break out the Shadow Machine on somebody. Like, yo, what am I watching, bro?
That's crazy.
Yo, this crowd was also, that's something we also got to talk about, the crowd, man. They was hot all night long. The FU Dominic chants.
Fire.
Loud.
That goes to show, man. Like, that's all you need. And you got to be hated like that. Like, you got to be hated. The crowd, yeah. You got to be hated out here, man. Dom is doing his thing. He's doing his thing.
Oh, I found the Cody Dre burner right here.
Well, we don't got, Edge said this is last year. He gonna retire this year. So we won't have to wait long if you believe wrestlers in their retirement.
I believe this is the last one for Edge, man.
Yeah.
It gotta be.
How many returns? Yo, Edge is, man, yo. And it's going to come off as hate because I clearly have my dislike for Edge. But fam, the returns is crazy. Like,
bro returned number one at the Rumble. He got two Rumble returns. Came back number one, won the Rumble, went to Mania. All right, dog. You living out your dreams. I get it.
It's just his music is just like a return. Like, and you hear that, that's like, nigga, they going crazy.
Yeah. That's stadium music for real. Shouts to this man. Bro said, couple goals. I marry Shorty on site. You have to, bro. You hitting the the shadow machine with your girl in a fight? First off, getting in a fight with your girl is already like, and you feel me? And y'all hold it down. It's like, yo, nah, like what could stop us? You know what I'm saying? Then hitting the shadow machine, that's like getting a game breaking, like NFL street. Like, the whole room get gray. Like you just hulk up, you lift the nigga up.
Nah, Shorty, yo, imagine a Shorty doing the shadow machine. Like you not in a ring. Like this is you on the you on concrete. You taking that bump.
Oh,
because you know in the shadow machine, once you grab him, you gotta land on your back. So you just landing on your back on concrete,
taking a Foley bump for love. That's fire, man.
That's insane.
Word, get no better than that.
Oh man.
Oh, nah, that got me in tears, bro.
Nah, that's crazy. That's real love right there.
Real talk. But yeah.
How did you feel about them giving Rhea and Finn the loss?
I was surprised by it. I thought they would have picked up the win and carried this out until Mania to give, you know, Edge a nice, you know, a nice little send off. But and I thought they would have, you know, it would have came full circle at Mania. So, you know, I'm not disappointed because the match was good, but I was a little surprised by it.
Yeah, I would have to agree. Exactly. Like, it's the same thing for me. A little surprised, but once again, this was a great, exciting match. I have no complaints on this one, man.
Thanks.
I do think we got to get the Ray and Dominic at Mania. It's like all of this, the skits, they had another skit on Valentine's Day and everything. It's like, We got to get this out the way now. It's like y'all gonna keep running with these skits. Y'all been keeping them away from each other. So I think
it's coming.
Yeah, that's coming for him at Mania. Rhea obviously challenging Charlotte. I'm curious to see what Priest and Finn have something on the card. They probably do something. Well, they did everything they can do with Edge, so I don't know if they probably want to run something back again at Mania between those.
Edge and Finn?
Edge and Finn or something like that, yeah.
I don't know. What more can you do with Edge, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Nah, the thing about me, I'm trying to place people at Mania. I'm trying to figure out, like, all right, so
since, yeah, who goes where?
Yeah. That's all. I'm just trying to see if anybody lands somewhere at Mania. But yeah, I have no complaints about that match. Move on to the next match. Some fire. The Men's Elimination Chamber match.
Oh my God. How many flex bombs are we giving this?
Oh, what's the limit?
It's Otis. It's my fault, Otis. I ain't gonna lie, this match went crazy, bro. They was pushing the limit on what they could do in this match.
Yeah. They brought out some stuff we ain't seen. Finn versus Edge, Hell in a Cell. Possibility.
Didn't we see that was Edge and Seth. I'm tripping. But yeah. Eight flex bombs. 4.9 flex bombs.
I like it.
5 out of 5 flex bombs.
I like it.
Hey, man.
I see what we doing, chat. I see we all on the same page with this one, man. This was some heat. Oh, yeah. Man. They had me for a little bit, though. We going to get into some of these spots because some of these spots was like the first time we were seeing some of these spots. What Johnny Gargano did a little. Hurricane Ronda off top of the pod.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's not what he had. I'm going to think about something else. He did like the reverse Hurricane Ronda with Bronson Reed and almost like broke the nigga neck.
Oh, no, that was something else. Yeah, that was something he did. Yeah. It's so much fire. Like, Seth was about to powerbomb him off top of the pod. And then he turned into a Hurricane Ronda off top of the pod. I'm like, nah.
That was crazy.
Wag. I'm like, nah, they over here bugging out.
Where do we even start, man? Who started this match? I can't remember.
Seth and Johnny? Yeah, Seth and Johnny Gargano.
NXT Black and Gold vibes to this match. I ain't mad at it. Seth and Johnny Gargano started this match, man. And off rip, like you could tell, like to me at least, their chemistry was we locked in, we here. If we locked in, ain't no switching up. We here. You know what I'm saying? So they off rip, they was going stupid. Feel me? Heating up. I think the third entry was Theory, if I'm not mistaken. And then Theory, they was going at Theory for a little bit. My dog Theory's like, yo, chill. Like, bro, we have a connection. We was in the way together. Come on. Like, what's up? We was, you know, Black and Gold NXT. Honestly, Theory could have went either way with it. Like, he could have been like, yo, Seth, what's up? Me and you, you know what I'm saying? We used to roll together. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, yada yada, whoopty whoop. But nah, they was going at Theory. Then I think the fourth person to come out was Damian, if I'm not mistaken. Damian Priest, he was showing out. He had a good showing in this match.
Yeah,
I was honestly surprised by him and Bronson Reed. I thought Bronson Reed looked really good in this match too. And of course, like we're gonna talk about Taz when we get to Taz. But
yeah,
I thought Bronson Reed looked really good in this match. Just doing, like, nobody was, like, really the big super strong guy, but he was getting off, like, the strongman stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, he had Seth and Johnny on both on the shoulders at the same time, hitting them with the slams, just coming out, just clobbering people. So I thought he looked great. Priest was doing moves I ain't seen him do in a minute. Like, my dog was – he was doing flips outside the ring, doing all types of Brazilian jiu-jitsu, karate, capoeira, whatever you call it. He was doing all of that. I was like, yo, my dog moving real sly right now. I kind of like it, though.
Yeah. I think someone said it in the chat. Like, this is the Johnny Gargano we was waiting for. Mm-hmm. Hey, just go in there and wrestle, B. That's it. That's all you got to do. And you're going to win people over like that, the same way you did in NXT. It's like, mm-hmm. All this extra stuff, nah, you that ain't you. That ain't you. You just go out there and wrestle, and you're going to win people over. And that's exactly what he did. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, Damian Priest, a great showing for Damian Priest. Bronson Reed, he's like, we've been seeing him going up against lesser than talent. Like, you know what I'm saying? Him getting into a match like this on this stage, the casual viewer, seeing him finally mix it up with other talent like that, you know what I'm saying? That's a good showing for him as well. Like, mm-hmm. All right, this is someone I got to keep my eye on. I see he's for real. Like, even though, like, it took him three finishes to get out the match. Like, you know what I'm saying? He still looked strong. And everybody looked good, man. But we ain't even getting to the boy, man.
The boy.
They had me. I thought he was going to do it. I'm not going to lie.
He should have.
I ain't going to lie, man. Because at first, he hit the spot off top of the
Off the top of the chamber.
Yeah.
Wow, that's the wild. Like, first off, I only seen people do that in like them like calisthenic, them workout TikToks. Where it'd be dudes like at the park doing pull-ups, then they like they do some other, you feel me? They start doing like some, it looked like they flying, and he just like let go. Like, I never seen that spot ever before in my life, bro.
Yeah.
That was ill. You feel me? That was innovative. It was fresh. I seen Jeff Hardy try to do it in the Hell in a Cell. You remember when Jeff Hardy climbed the Hell in a Cell? just to let go and fall through a table. That's what he thought he was trying to do. You know what I'm saying? He thought he was going to do something cool. Ended up doing something mysterious and failed. Tez, though? Nah. My boy Tez climbed up there, came out there with a mission. He said, yo, I'm strong. I can get this off. Bet. Everybody, I'll make sure y'all in the same, the right spot. Boom. Let go. Drop down on him. Wow. Beautiful.
And, like, I after that, I'm like, all right, this is why Tess was added into the match. Just to get the spot off, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes they'll do that. They'll have, like, a ricochet in the chain, but he'd get one spot off, and then he done. Then mm-hmm. my boy got two eliminations in the joint. I'm like, hold up now. Hold up. What's going on? They surprised me with that one. They had me on board, so.
Facts.
Like, man, but what a showing for Montez, man. This was great.
No, I'm not going to lie. Like I said before, if I was Triple H, I would have had to call the audible. Like, yo, you hear this crowd? They going up for Montez, bro. And when he got pinned, you could tell, like, it was – that kind of took the air out the room for a bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, because people was really, like, they was behind Montez. He was getting crazy, too. He took the wrist tape off, threw it in the crowd. He was about to hit the people's elbow. He hit the rock bottom, I think, on Theory.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, nah, he pumped up right now. My boy going crazy.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, what's all you showing a lot of love to Dwayne right now? I'm liking it.
Yeah, nah, didn't Dwayne show love to him before?
Oh, definitely did.
Yeah, nah, he was like, yeah, nah, I see you, Montez.
That's fire, man.
Also, shouts to Dwayne, man. XFL back.
Uh-oh.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, if you know, you know. I was before the world shut down, I was a New York Guardians fan. Now they are no longer New York Guardians. I think they're the Orlando Guardians or something like that. But that's neither here nor there. The real music is that you can now bet on the XFL. You feel me? At first I was about to be like, yo, FanDuel, y'all need to put XFL up here. Then I was like, you know what? Let me check and see. Because they got everything else. They got figure skating, tennis. I'm like, yo, you never know what you could bet on. I go there. I see XFL. I was like, yo, Ja. Oh, man. Bro said Tez be spamming the sucking chops. Hey, man, we all have, brother.
Yeah.
Can you blame him? If he really wanted to do what he really wanted to do, can't do that on TV. You know what I'm saying? Bro said he thought Johnny died. He hit the spot off the top. Hey, man.
Yo.
This is interesting.
This match was crazy.
To say the least. This was Tez's coming out party, so to speak. No shade to Ducks, but it's Tez's time to shine. Hey, man. People been saying that for a long time, bro.
Hey, man. Hey, man.
You've been saying that for a long time. Honestly, I kind of am. This match made me feel like that also, where it was like, all right, like, it's, I want to see more of Montez by himself. Like, I want to see more of what he could do solo. And I love the Prophets. I think we all love the Prophets here. You know what I'm saying? But everybody kind of wants to see Montez fly solo. You know what I'm saying? We just want to see him do things by himself. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know how some people can't be a tag. Montez is one of those people where it's like, all right, you can separate from the tag team and be just fine. But some people just can't. You know what I'm saying? Jimmy Uso or Jey Uso can't separate from being the Usos and be a solo act.
Can you say that again for people that believe that? Because I'll be trying to tell that you, like, it's, yeah, it's no.
They can't, man. Their move set specifically is specialized, is made for tag team wrestling. Mm-hmm. Everything they do down to their finishing move, it's tag team wrestling. Montez, on the other hand, he could do it by himself. Dawkins too. Like they good. So I'm one of those people that I think I want to see Tez do it by himself, man. I want to see him fly solo dolo for a little bit.
I think that happens. That happens this year.
I hope so, man.
I think so. When Tez got eliminated, he took the stomp, and I know it was people probably holding their breath, But I think it was just to get a returning Logan Paul involved. So how do you feel about that situation?
Man, I thought it was type. I ain't gonna lie to you. I thought Logan Paul was elsewhere. You feel me? Because shouts to Chris. You feel me? We spoke to her recently, and she was like, "Yo, I seen Logan Paul at the airport, and we thought he was going somewhere." You feel me? We thought we was going this way. Bro came up this way. I was like, "Whoa, hold on! I just seen you somewhere else."
Word.
So nah, I thought it was cool to that Logan Paul popped out. I like Logan Paul, man. Maybe I'm biased. I like that Logan Paul popped out. He came through, hit Seth with a stomp. That's, hey, we gotta carry the story out, man. This is the second time Logan Paul has screwed Seth out of something. I like it.
We here. Seth Rollins, Logan Paul is going down.
WrestleMania. That match is gonna be ill too.
Facts.
Whew. Man. That's crazy.
Yeah, man. And that led to Theory retaining his title.
It should have been Tez, man. Look, hey. That's all I can keep thinking about. Like, it should have been Tez, bro. That crowd, the crowd needed something. I mean, they got something with the final match, the main event. But I think that would have set the night off properly. You know what I'm saying? Because we all knew what the outcome was going to be for the main event. You know what I'm saying? But that match right there, the men's chamber, if Tez had won that, unglued, man. I'm telling you. Ooh. Woo. Nah, yeah. Crazy.
Fire, though. Very, 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 very fire.
Facts. That breaks the flex bomb scale, man.
Yeah. Yeah. With that being said, we get to the main event of the night. The moment we've all been waiting for. Roman Reigns, Sami Zayn. Of course, it was turned. It was turned in Montreal. Sami out there. He had his wife in the crowd, family out there, all the people behind him. It was just a moment like, hey, you can't align the stars better than having the story play out at Royal Rumble and then the next pay-per-view. It's just like everything just felt so beautiful. Like, it just worked out at the end. To get this moment here, man. Your thoughts?
Man, I got to bring up this image right here.
Yeah.
I thought that was ill. That was an ill sign right there. Sign of the night right there. But this match, first off, in chat, I need to see it in the chat, man. What'll be rating this match with the flex bombs, man? How many flex bombs y'all giving this match? But this match, man, it was I wasn't expecting this. Honestly, I thought it was gonna be a squash match. I thought Roman was gonna come out here and kill Sami Zayn in front of his home crowd and leave them Canadian people sad.
That's what I thought.
I ain't gonna lie, I really thought that. Low key, that's what I wanted. I ain't gonna lie to you. I kind of wanted him to beat Sammy ass crazy. Like.
That makes sense.
but that's me though. That's what was going on in my head. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I would have had Sami Zayn. That's the first thing. Roman came out first. I would have had Sammy come out first, have his music hit, the crowd going crazy. And then I would have just had Roman dragging him out on the stage, like lumped up. You feel me? If it was me, but that's just me though. You know what I'm saying?
But that's just me though.
I would have had Roman dragging him out there lumped up, dog.
Nah.
I would have had them people crying in that building.
Yo, if you were sick.
Would have had them people crying, bro.
That's crazy.
This is your hero. Guess what? I'm in your house. I'm doing this. Look at this. Y'all talking crazy. But nah, this match was I'm gonna be honest, this is probably a top three Roman Reigns title defense. I don't even know. Like, what's it, him as Roman as tribal chief? This is probably one of his. I'll call this a top three match. Yeah. I'll say this one, the match he had at Clash of the Castle with Drew. And, hold on now. I kind of want to say this one, the match with Drew, and the one that he had with Daniel Bryan and Edge.
It's tough with these Roman matches. It's more than matches, man. It's so much more that goes into it.
Yeah, it's more than a, it's really a story when you break it down. But this, I was not expecting all of this. The Usos came out. I was like, who made the call? I thought y'all are felons. You can't come here. Apparently, we thought wrong.
Yeah, that was dope to see them come out, man. That was because people was getting a little weary of that too. Like, we're like, can they not? But you know what I'm saying? Especially with the story and everything we got going on, it would only be right to have them there. So I'm happy it played out that way.
Yeah. My boy Jay Uso came out.
They scared me, man.
You thought Jay was gonna turn?
Nah. I knew he wasn't, but it was just how it was shaping up to be, how Roman gave him the chair the same way, turned his back the same way. I was like, oh, what's going to happen? The dramatics. Oh.
Roman, you're going to learn one day to stop turning your back on niggas with chairs, man. One day you will learn.
Nah, that's a fact. Remind me of when Nikola Jokic and Markieff Morris, he had checked him and turned his back. And Jokic ran behind him and pushed him. Flash, he missed like 30 games after that. Shouldn't have turned your back. Don't do that, Roman. You got to learn.
Where Markieff Morris playing for now?
China. I don't know where he at.
I think he in Brooklyn.
You know, it made me hit my Google real quick now.
I think he was in Miami. I think he's in Brooklyn now. Shouts to the chat. One's up in the chat, man. Y'all been great all night. Let me give y'all a flex bomb.
Oh, he in Dallas. He over in Dallas.
Mavericks.
Yeah, talking to Kyrie.
Kyrie talking to, man, let me chill, man. Shouts to the chat. Those super chats is on. If y'all want to show some love, feel free. But yeah, this match, man. Let me see. What did I write down for this match? Did I write down anything for this match? Because what really, like, I don't know what I could have wrote down for this match, bro. This is storytelling to the highest degree, for real.
Yeah. One thing I can say. Roman Reigns near falls.
Masterclass.
Him and Kurt Angle. Right there, son. Right there. They get it. It's like, it adds to the dramatics of the whole thing. These near falls is crazy. He's right on point with it. Everything, bro.
Roman, man. Russell Roman, the king of 2.99.
Yes.
For real.
Yes, man. These near falls is insane. Insane.
Bro. I'll say this, man, about Roman Reigns. Enjoy every second. I hope y'all been enjoying every second of this man's run from 2020 to now. Because the next time we see something like this, I don't know if it'll be in my lifetime. I don't know. But I don't think we ever going to see something like this ever again, bro. At least for a long time.
Yeah.
We're not going to get another story like this. We're probably not going to get another title reign this good. Enjoy it while it lasts. You know what I'm saying?
Please do. Please do, man. You know what I'm saying? You have to enjoy it while it lasts. We know Roman on that part-time schedule, and Look, man, you cherish it.
That's a fact. Shouts to Peep. She said it's been special.
Yes, it has, man.
To say the least.
Yes, it
has. Also, Sammy's wife. Flex mom for Sammy's wife. Flex mom for Sammy's wife, man.
Khadijah.
Shouts to Khadijah.
From Living Single.
Word. Man, nah, this is great, bro. I like the fact that Sammy looked great. Like we said this before, even like in the opener, man, people look great. Even in defeat sometimes. Sammy had a fantastic match at Roman Reigns. Came out there, the crowd was showing him love from last night to tonight. He got that hometown, that super hometown love. That's that hometown love that Big Sean be wanting from Detroit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's that hometown love. You know how some niggas be like, oh, I go hard for my city, my hometown, but they don't get no love in their city for real. Nah, Sami Zayn, he get love in his city, man. I come back to Montreal, the city go up. I tore the city up. The city love me, man. I don't know about y'all, but the city love me. I get love in my hoods. And that's Sami Zayn, you feel me? He may have touched hell, but guess what? Kevin Owens came out there. They whooped on Roman Reigns. Sami got to hit him with the Huluva kick one last time. And his music, he was the last person standing, even though he took an L. So I like the way they played that out, man.
Yeah. Yeah. The thing that surprised me, though, is having Sammy spear Jay. I'm thinking Jay was just going to flat out cost Sammy the match. But now it's still tension there. We still don't know where Jay's head is at. You know what I'm saying? And that I was expecting to know where his head was going to be at the end of this pay-per-view, PLE. But I was expecting to at least we get some confirmation on that and we could see where we go from here. Like, but still, we still don't know where we're going from here.
The story, bro. The story. It continues. Wale in D.C., no love.
Now, the thing is, I'm just thinking you randomly talking. Like, I didn't look at the corner of the screen to see somebody said that. So I'm just thinking you randomly just talking.
Nah. Somebody did that. Nah.
I'm about to be like, damn, why Wale catch that like that? Like,
because of this man right here. Shouts to my dog that said that. But yeah, man, this show, I don't know how many flex bombs I'm giving this match. This is another one, man. This hits the Otis scale, the OT scale. A mad flex bombs, 63 flex bombs, or however many flex dropped that night. Because this was stupid, bro. Everything stupid about it. That picture is so crazy. Look at that.
I ain't going to hold you. Roman's like his pick game.
Yeah.
Dude, this whole bloodline movement has been crazy. Okay. He got the picks off with his family. He got some solo ones for the gram. Like, yo, his joint crazy.
Yeah, and I ain't gonna lie. If I was Roman Reigns, my IG would be stupid, bro. And my caption game would be nuts, too.
Word.
I'm talking crazy in the captions, man.
IG on fire, boy.
Oh, it's stupid. Shouts to the homie Ant. Bro said, Uncle Howdy need the pistol with Brock. Yo. Nah, man. Chat, what we talking about with the flex bombs, man, before we get up out of here? Flex bombs, how many flex bombs y'all giving this match? Man, let me hit one right now just because. Wake the city up.
Wake the city up.
And who get more love in their city than Sami Zayn? Nah, I ain't gonna lie. Only a few people get love like CM Punk get love like that in his hood. Sami Zayn, I'm thinking like who else get love for real like in their town? Jim Ross when they was in whenever they was in Oklahoma got that hometown. This is real music right here. Can we get Ice Spice in the E? I hope so.
Word. And Krishan Rock.
Y'all not ready for Krishan Rock in the E, man. Y'all gotta stop saying that before they really make that happen, bro.
Please do.
Stop putting that in the atmosphere. She need to be on AEW or something. She gonna bite Paige. Y'all need to cut that out, bro. 200 flex bombs. Yeah, nah.
Bite Paige is crazy.
I forgot where I said it, but I told people, man, Krishan Rock is just, she's toothless aggression, Bianca Belair. Y'all gonna pay the price. Y'all keep asking her to show up in WWE. When she do something, hop in the crowd, she show up drunk or something, y'all gonna be sick.
So y'all I'm better, not. Bring on the chaos.
Y'all better be careful what y'all wish for. Oh, Brett said it's Nikki Cross, the white Krishan Rock. I'm gonna take this off the screen. Before we even get anywhere, you feel me? Let me not dive into that topic. I need 30 minutes just on a PowerPoint, break that whole thing down.
Say what? We gotta chill.
Word, before we get suspended or something.
Oh, word.
Bro said she got a pit bull brain. She got a Wattrolla brain.
Nah, that's for sure.
She definitely going off script.
Ain't no script. She just out there bugging out.
Man, look, overall pay-per-view, if I could give it, let's say out of 10 flex bombs, I might have to give this... let me look at the matches again. What was my least favorite match? Probably the Brock and Bobby match. So I'll give this a solid... I'll give it like a 7.8. out of 10 flex bombs.
7.8.
Yeah, I'll give it like a 7.8.
Ah, man.
Am I being a tough critic?
I didn't expect you to say that. I thought you was going to go higher. But just the crowd and the atmosphere for me, the movie we got for the main event, the match before that, the men's chamber. I'm going to do 8.5. That's where I'm going.
8.5. Cuzzo said the same thing. Shouts to Jay. He said 8 out of 10. Peeps said I got to do the Keith Lee. So for Peeps, I'll do the Keith Lee. I'm not going to lie. This PLE was great, but there were some things I didn't like about it. The Brock and Bobby match was disappointing. So for that, I'm going to give this PLE 7.8 out of 10. I was traveling, so I didn't get to see all of it. You good? You could skip the Brock and Bobby match, man.
Damn, all right, Evie, like...
Skip! You feel? We don't need that. Because it was, bro, I swear it was a way, it could have been something special. They just came out and just like, it was just a whole lot of nothing, bro. And then Brock Lesnar just did what Brock Lesnar does and just destroyed shit. It's all right, man. Thanks, Brock. Now my referee got a broken hip because of you.
Great. That's exactly what I expected, man. That's why I'm not too hard on it. I guess that's why. But I feel you, though.
That joint pissed me off, bro, to a different degree. One of these matches, I ain't gonna lie. What match was it with the 3-point contest was on? I think it was the the Judgment Day match. Yeah, I think it was the Judgment Day match, and like towards the end of the Judgment Day match, and like the beginning of the Men's Chamber. So I'm over here watching a 3-point contest. Then the 3-point contest was trash. I'm like, all right, I might as well just turn back to this because what is happening? You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, man, it's crazy out here, bro.
seen Damian. Damian. Man. No, don't sleep on Lillard, man. That's my guy. Shouts out to Macadamia and Lillard. You feel me?
Where was Cody tonight? He gave Sammy his last night of attention.
Yep, that's it.
A triple threat with them and Bray.
Oh,
see, why would you say that?
Maybe that's where they headed. They gonna throw Bray in the loop. Yeah.
Man, look, bro. Get me out of here.
I don't want to see that fire.
Hell no. Nah, bro. Please. I can't do it. She said Oh, okay. Thank God. I thought those were your thoughts and opinions. Thank God, peeps. Please.
Yeah, man. I don't know what's going on with that, man.
Yeah, nah, I'm very good on that. I'm good on anything Bray, period. Y'all know that about me. I'm very anti-Bray. For a good reason, though. The nigga stinks. Oh, shit. But anyways, man, this is a good pay-per-view. The last one until WrestleMania. I'm not mad at it. These pay-per-views, I ain't gonna lie, the pay-per-view's been pretty solid. I can't remember the last dud of a pay-per-view we had, but so far they've been solid. WrestleMania is shaping up to be, I don't want to call it an all-timer just yet. That's me going way off the ledge.
Yeah, man. We might have to break down WrestleMania and see what's going on.
Or
we might have to see where it's headed.
Got to break that joint down in two nights.
Word.
Y'all think Sami KO versus Usos main event night one?
No.
I think night one probably gonna be Bianca and Asuka. Nah, that's definitely not main eventing. I'm tripping.
Charlotte and Rhea.
You think that's gonna main event?
I think so. Just because off, like, I think how they're going to do it is, like, the Royal Rumble winners actually get the main events. So, one would be Saturday, the other would be Sunday.
They didn't do that in a minute. I remember they did that. They was, what year was that? Shinsuke won the Royal Rumble? I think 2018. It was like, I'm going to have to do, like, a Patreon breakdown of that year. Cause boy, it was a lot of cap that year. I ain't gonna lie, it was a whole lot of cap. Oh my god! Next pay per view show gonna be live in L.A. Nah, by L.A. do you mean Louisiana? What L.A. do you mean?
L.A.
Premium live event. WWE hates pay per view, like they hate wrestling. Amen. It takes time. I've been saying pay-per-view for 27 years of my life. Man.
Word.
So please, be easy on me. I'm still adjusting. You know what I'm saying? Same thing with YouTube. I can't just stop cursing just out the blue. I've been cursing for 28 years. Imagine. I've been cursing since the day I came out the womb. That's trippy. Anyways, bro.
Yeah, man. We come to the end of our Elimination Chamber PLE post show breakdown, recap, whatever you want to call it. We have any final words before we get out of here?
Man, WrestleMania gonna be a doozy. That's all I'm gonna say. WrestleMania, that's gonna be one of them ones. We shaping up real nice, so be locked in.
Real nice.
We locked in. That's all I can say. Round of applause for everybody, though, as we close this out. Come on, applause that. Round of applause for everybody that showed up.
I appreciate the love from everybody. We appreciate it. All of that good stuff.
Yes, indeed. We appreciate the love, man. Appreciate y'all tapping in. Make sure y'all tap into the show. Episode 269 out now everywhere. Tap into Patreon, patreon.com/blackannouncetable. New things going up this week.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Me and Manny working on something special for Worst Take. BAT Sound coming soon. New one this week. And we got something special coming this week also on the main page, the main channel. So stay tuned, man. Keep rocking with us. Keep rolling with us. Keep growing with us. You know the vibes. You want to take us out, brother?
Peace. We all at y'all, man.
I don't.